Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. We are now in season three. I've had a lot of fun working on this podcast over the years. It's ebbed and flowed like many things do. But this third season, I think, is going to be the best collection of episodes ever because it has a purpose. These are all Make It Happen episodes. If you've been a fan of the podcast or a listener over the years, you may know that there's creator journals and Make It Happen episodes and everything else. I'm combining it all. And we are focusing for the next however many episodes season three is going to be. The focus is on Make It Happen, becoming a better artist. And for this first episode of this series, I just want to lay the groundwork. It essentially boils down to focus and discipline and having purpose, making sure that where we invest ourselves has value and moves us towards our goals. And 2020 has been a pain in the ass for many reasons. But for myself as an individual, I had a lot of goals going into 2020, and I didn't accomplish most of them. And there's a part of me that feels terrible about that because I like to accomplish my goals. I like the feeling of progress and moving forward. But part of the reason I feel terrible about it is also because I allowed myself to get into an unrealistic perspective of everything. I would look at my day-to-day, and I would look at what I accomplished purely creatively from day-to-day, and I would feel bad because I didn't feel like I was where I should be. And I've had some amazing things happen. Amazing in that I just never thought they would. And throughout my career, you know, I've gotten to work with some great people. I've gotten to meet some fantastic people, made friendships and relationships throughout the two decades that I've been pursuing a professional creative career. And I'm truly thankful. I'm even thankful for the relationships that have faded over time. The fact that they were ever there was truly a privilege. And I don't take that for granted. Often, more often than not, I simply miss the beauty of the things that I've had. And I try really hard to focus on not losing sight of the good that I still have, the value that still exists. And that's what led me to wanting to start doing episodes like this and to start doing the podcast. I'm actually going to be doing this in conjunction with YouTube videos. So if you were to go to the Anthony Harry channel on YouTube, there's already some videos up there that I've posted sporadically throughout the years, clips of time that I worked on artwork live on Twitch. I'll port it over to YouTube, but I'm going to start doing more purposeful YouTube videos, also focused around this idea of becoming a better artist. And it isn't for me to tell you how to become a better artist. This is really me documenting and tracking how I am trying to become a better artist. Because I would, like I was explaining, yeah, I'd look at where I'm at and what I'm accomplishing, and I would feel like I wasn't doing enough. But I wasn't taking into account that I work at I had been working like a full-time job for an organization while also trying to do this. I also make time for family and specifically my wife while also trying to pursue my creative career. And then you just have the responsibilities of life, you know, taking care of your house, doing chores, going grocery shopping, paying bills, all things that take time. They all draw on the time that I have in the day. And I would stay on top of those things. I would be available and you know, be supportive and try to be the type of spouse that I feel I need to be and try to be the type of friend that I'd hope my friends find of value. But then I would be unreasonable with myself and I'd look at, oh, well, you know, if on average I sleep 6 to 8 hours a night, 8 hours usually on the long end, except for the last couple months, I've been sleeping a lot, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but historically throughout 2020, I'd sleep 6 to 8 hours a night. Then I'd get up. If you factor in commute time, I would put in 10 plus hours of my day towards my day job. And then, that leaves me with 6 hours or 8 hours left in my day, every day. And then, so I'd try and do work or, put in a couple hours of writing or drawing and, whatever need to get done around the house. And, I just wasn't taking into the full picture of everything that is entailed or that I try to, that I do on top of trying to pursue my, my creative efforts. So sorry if I'm sounding a little sporadic. I feel like my brain is everywhere. And that's most likely because there's been, this is the first time I'm recording something, since, what was it, November 3rd? And it's currently like December 17th or something. So it's been a month and a half since I've recorded anything. It's been 2.5 months since, my wife and I and our dogs packed up our van and moved to Florida from Minnesota. So we nice road trip there. And there's just been a lot of changes, a lot of things to come to terms with, a lot of reality checks, very sobering effort to pay down debt and get rid of material burdens and just try to live as simply as possible. And that is all in service to trying to be a better artist. I'm trying to eliminate obstacles or eliminate distractions, things that weigh on me or try to draw my attention. And so that's been my initial effort. 2020, I think I'll save the next episode to go over what I've accomplished in 2020 and what I would like to accomplish going forward. But the biggest thing is step one in this effort has been to clear the plate and to start fresh. So thanks for listening. Hope you come back for episode 2.